Chaver, we spoke in the shir all about Lag Ba'omer and Pesach Sheni a little bit. We have to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh and the Heilige Parasha Parshas Emor. As a Kohen Vada, we have to Emor HaKohanim Amarta Lehem. So it's an incredible Yismach Moshe that I want to share with the Chaver. On the first Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Emor HaKohanim, Ve'amart b'nei Aaron, say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, ve'amart aleihem, and say to them, le'nefesh lo yitame ba'amov, pashim shah, you can't become tame amongst your nation. I want to share a Torah. This is a Torah where you see, again, just the Torah itself is to see Shivim Panim Torah. To see how you could learn a pasuk. That's pashim shah. And Vad, there's a lot of depth, but Torahs ain't so, and Torahs so holy. Every word of Torah, every pasuk of Torah has so many lessons of life. Listen to another way you could read this pasuk. Listen to how the Yismach Moshe read this pasuk. You know, a kohen is not just a kohen. Like, I have the schus to be a kohen because my father was a kohen, and I hope to be serving the Beit Mikdash Bekarav Bimeinu. But if you learn the Rambam B'Soif Shemitah Yovel, you see that he talks about Mamlechas Kohanim. He talks about how every person, a kohen, represents a level of Kedusha, a level of Avodas Hashem. Someone who's an Eved Hashem, a Baal Yerushalayim, on the highest of levels, is supposed to be a Kohen, a Shliach of Hashem. And the Rambam at the end of Shvita Yovel says, any person who lives up to that, who embodies that, is a Kohen. So a Kohen is a Tzaddik. You should, Ayin Shom, read the last two Rambams in all of Hilchos Shvita Yovel, you'll see. So listen to what Yismach says, Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe Hashem, said to Moshe, Emor al Kohanim, say to the Kohanim, meaning say to the Tzaddikim. This is what you have to tell the Tzaddikim. B'nei Aaron. That you're a son of Aaron. What does it mean? If we're not talking about actual Kohanim, we're talking about Tzaddikim. What do you mean B'nei Aaron? Aaron, as we know in Avos, we're supposed to be learning Avos these days, is Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. Oyev is a Brias Makarvon L'Torah. You have to be an Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. If you're a tzaddik, you have to be Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. And Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom doesn't just mean Ben Al-Nukhver. Evad, it means Ben Al-Nukhver. It means being the nicest person you could be. It means bring Shalom to every aspect of humanity. And in all your friendships and all your family life and everything, bring Shalom and chase Shalom. But also in Ben Al-Namakum. Be Shalom in your life. Be peaceful and complete. Not living in two worlds. Not sitting and learning and davening, but also being a Baal Taiva in ways. Be shalom. Be complete. Be peaceful in your Ben Adol Makom as well. V'amarti Lehem, you know what else you should say to them? L'nefesh lo yitama. L'nefesh, to your own nefesh. To your soul lo yitama. Don't contaminate it all. You're kadosh, you're a kohen. Kohen is, kohen's gematria bitachon. You have bitachon in me. You have oneness with me. Lil nefesh, don't take your nefesh. Lo yitama. Don't let it become tame. And halavai should be all Yehudim. Yehudim is also gematria kain. Kain 75 is gematria Yehudim, because all Yehudim should be a kain. And how? Through the bitachon, which is gematria kain and gematria Yehudim. So Yisrael Chalisha says, really, that's what you're saying to the tzaddik? Why would you, if he's a tzaddik, what, you're going to tell him, lo yitama, don't become tame? Imagine, you had this chus to meet with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He'd say, oh, Reb Chaim, are they lo yitama? Tzaddik HaShemrach, right? Really? He's a tzaddik. A mele say, you're B'nai Aaron. Remember, you should be shalom in every way. Shalom's a very high level. Lo yitama? We didn't finish the pasuk. He's in the chus, just says, V'martim l'nefesh l'tama. And you know why sometimes you can fall, even if you're a tzaddik who wants what's best, who has bitachon, who's trying to learn and daven, be'amov. Because you're amongst his nation, you're amongst others. And you interact with friends, with family, with other people, with people in society, through your parnasa, through your school, through wherever it might be. We interact with others. And the people in our lives have a real influence on who we are. Mm-hmm. And we have to be cognizant of that. And we have to understand that. And we have to hold ourselves to the level of who we really are. And we have to be reminded that. So Hashem says to Moshe, tell every kohen, tell every tzaddik, tell all the Melchas Kohanim. Tell them, first of all, be Oyev Shalom, Veroyev Shalom. Try to be Shalom, Tocho Kabaro. But also, L'nefesh L'tama. Don't let your nefesh be Tame. And when you're Ba'amav and have that understanding, that the people we surround ourselves with sometimes can have an influence on us, and we have to be cognizant and understanding of that, so we hold ourselves to the level we should be. And Bez Hashem, and that's chus will be zoicha to be mekayim, also pashut pshat, and all the halachas of kahuna with the bias Mashiach, with the gula shleima, and Mashiach zakeinu b'mheira b'yameinu. We have a heilig, beautiful Shabbos kodesh. Hey, Shabbos kodesh, 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 I'm a good one with dice.